My name is Janet Nisbet Maloney, and this is my story on where I was on September 19th, 1983. September 19th, 1983 was a day I will never forget. It was a day filled with patriotic excitement. At approximately 7 a.m., I woke to the sound of my cousins' anxious voices beckoning me to join them in completing the daily household chores. We wanted to finish the chores quickly so that we can then make an early start on our planned trip to Charleston. I said my morning prayer, then scampered out of bed to consume a breakfast of scrambled eggs, butter bread, and sage bush tea. I then washed the dishes and swept the floor, then went to discuss the appropriate wear for the marvelous historic occasion. The sun shone brightly, the dogs barked, and the chickens chuckled loudly, as if they too were going to see Princess Margaret. I decided on wearing my Sunday best dress, a frilly pair of socks, and my best church shoes. My hair was adorned with bubbles, ribbons, and slides, and my face was filled with joy. When we got into town, the newly washed streets were already crowded with people who were anxiously waiting for the arrival of the princess. Everyone was on his or her best behavior. At her royal arrival, we all clapped and waved. I stood by Bata and watched in awe and adoration as my childhood dream came true. I saw a real princess, and that's what independence meant to me. However, the events leading up to independence would have had a long-lasting effect on my life. We were taught to sing Nevis, Lovely Nevis, and it opened up our innocent eyes to the wonder and beauty of our island. We lustily sang Breadfruit and Oh Island in the Sun. Somehow, the breadfruit appeared to be a fruit that should be cherished, as it played a vital role in preventing hunger among poor Nevisians. In the end, as we struggled to make the transition from singing Great Trinity of Islands to the then new national anthem, the lines, "O land of beauty, a country where peace abounds," will forever be a part of what independence means to me.